You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing Podcast, and I'm talking with James Whistler today. James, how does water softening actually work, first of all? And then second of all, why do we need it?
Sure. Well, that's a very common question, especially homeowners that may have lived with hard water all their life and don't really know what it's doing or what could be problematic with having hard water. I'll run through a few benefits. Basically, what we're doing when we soften the water is we are removing the calcium, which is basically creating hard water. One of the things that we can do by removing the calcium is protect the water heater. Any type of appliance that heats water in your home and you have hard water, there is scale buildup happening in that appliance, and that can cause to premature failure of the appliance. One of the other things is that hard water does not allow soap to work as effective as it's supposed to. If there's hardness in the water, the soap thinks it's dirt. So the soap attaches to the dirt instead of attaching to whatever you want to clean with the soap. So by removing the calcium from the water, the soap has nothing to do but attach to whatever it is that you're trying to clean, making it more effective. How it works, basically it's done through what's called ion exchange. And that's just a very technical term for the fact that there's little beads in a water softener that are typically a plastic type material. Those beads have a negative charge on the beads. A calcium ion is a positive charge. So therefore, the bead is negative, the calcium is positive. As the calcium flows through, it connects with the actual bead in the softener and stays on there. A sodium ion is a stronger positive charge than a calcium ion. So whenever we backwash the water softener with sodium, it pushes off the calcium ion and pushes it down the drain. And then when we rinse off most of the sodium, leaving just a little bit of residual sodium in the water softener, which when the calcium attracts to the bead, it kind of pushes that sodium off in the water. It's a very simple process if you're familiar with it. Really, we're just catching the calcium, putting back in a little bit of sodium, and then cleaning it every so often, depending on how big the capacity of the water softener is.
You mentioned water heaters. Could it also help with extending the life of some of our appliances in the home?
Absolutely. A dishwasher or a HVAC humidifier or a steam shower or any type of coffee makers, any of those things that heat water, it will definitely decrease the life if you have hard water.
So if we feel like we have hard water in our home, if we're seeing it or feeling it, how do we get the process started to fixing that?
That starts with an in-home water test. Calcium is something that we can test in the home, and that we do that for free. And then we can speak with you about whether your water is hard. And if it is, then we can have solutions to solve it for you.
All right. To get that process started with the team at Whistler Plumbing, give them a call at 540-483-9382.